Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys, each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown studios in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm looking out the window. We got partly cloudy. It was a balmy dozen when I picked up Barbecue Bob this morning on the way to the show, but looks like it's going to warm up, be a great day to get out there and get on your back deck and fire up that grill. Going to need a little extra time to get it hot, but the sun's shining. You got to get out there. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. This is the Godfather, the grill. We're going Italian right now. We're going to go talk to Johnny Russo. What do you say?
I say we should get him on the line. Johnny, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, John. How you doing? We're having a little Hungarian, Russian goulash, and now we're going to flip over to a little Southern European cuisine, and we had your friend, she's on her way down to your store, Tina Marie Green, and you got a big day going on today.
We sure do. We've got Tina, which is always a big event in our store. She is a real magician in the kitchen, I'll tell you. She comes up with some of the most wonderful foods, and she's got some things, that she's putting together for today. She'll officially be demonstrating from 11 till 3 today and probably beyond that because she draws such a nice crowd that we usually end up keeping her overtime, which is fine because people really enjoy it when she's there.
Yeah, well, I can see why. Jop and I are going to be taking a nap. We're going to have to flip into an old show because chowing down that stroganoff with that stout in it and a little bit of wine. It's worse than turkey and tryptophan, man. But you have just a phenomenal business. How long have you been in the wine and food business?
Well, back when I was 14 years old, my Aunt Rose told me to take over the wine business. And, well, I've been doing it ever since. I'm 62 now, so been at it a while.
Well, the Russo family is very big in Grand Rapids. Now, I know Peter Russo, who has a restaurant, and his father has Russo's restaurant down in South Division, and Peter's out in Hopkins or Door, and they must
yeah,
be sure.
My cousin.
Yeah, Peter's a great kid. So you have had your store open for how many years now?
Well, we opened the new store in Town and Country Shopping Center actually 2 years ago. 2 years ago, on December 12th, we got it open.
That's just what that plaza needed, too.
Yeah, and we're really happy. We sit in the back of the mall behind the Florentine Sports Bar, and we got plenty of free parking, so it's easy to get in and out. And the store is just jam-packed full of really unique Italian food. We have Italian groceries that you won't find anywhere else in the whole state. We've got a lot of exclusivities, a lot of things that we produce ourselves. Our deli is full of really, really nice cheeses, salamis, prosciutto, and all the other good meats. And we make our own Italian sausage every day right there in the store. Nothing artificial, no fillers. It's all done the same way that my family's been doing it for the last five generations. And so it's all real good quality. We make our own meatballs in the store. We have a couple of different kinds of pasta sauces that we produce and sell in our freezer. We have Alfredo sauce, the white sauce that we produce as well. And we have a few thousand different kinds of wine in the store from all over the world. And one nice thing about us, we use lots of family slave labor and keep our overhead down, so our price structure is quite low for what we offer. We have a lot of high-quality products, a lot of value-added service, and yet we're much more reasonable than even the big-box chain stores.
That's excellent. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 each and every Saturday from here until eternity on 107.3 WBBL FM, we're going to go back to our regular schedule pretty soon, as soon as the bowl games are done. And we're going to get into the bowl games here in a minute, but we'll be on 9 to 11 here in the future. And we're talking right now with John Russo, Russo's Wine Warehouse, John Russo Wine Warehouse, and he's on the corner of 44th and Kalamazoo.
Hey, John. This is Jop. Hey, you know, tis the season. If I were to come into the store, can you put together like a little gift basket? If I said I'm, you know, I want to spend $50 on a gift for somebody, do you have the capability of putting together like a little bit of maybe a bottle of wine, some cheese, some of those special Italian meats and stuff? Do you offer that service?
Yes, we do. In fact, I've got about 30 gift baskets already assembled and on display, so you can come in and get them and go. Or if you want something made special, give me a call ahead of time. We'll make sure it's ready for you.
Yeah, just make us up a couple special. It'd be great.
We can do that. Anytime. Yeah, we do that year-round. You know, if you can call me the night before, I'll have it ready the next day. We put a lot of work into them. It's not like flipping a hamburger. We do them from scratch. We put them, you know, really make them nice.
Well, that's great. I sure hope you have a great day today. Sorry we couldn't do our broadcast from there. We were all excited about grilling your sausage, but that's
we'll do it another time.
Yeah, that's the problem with technology. We hope now that Cumulus owns the station, they'll get the state of the art equipment that can flip over to internet phones, which everybody's doing now. So we have to do that.
Yeah, we had Kevin Matthews do a remote there not too long ago, and he did it over the cell phone. And that worked out.
Well, Kev can do it on a tin can and a piece of string. So
I know.
He's good.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. He's a good friend of ours. Okay, Johnny, great talking to you. Thanks so much for taking a little time with us and sharing Tina with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, thanks so much. That's John Russo, Wine Warehouse, and they got a big day going on. So if you want to go get some Christmas gifts and get your Paisano on, it'll be a good thing to do.
Hey, we got our ever-present expert producer, Brian Fongers, in here at the studio with us. Brian, break down these bowl games that are going to be happening as we move into the next couple weekends.
Well, starting on December 17th, it's going to get pretty hectic with all these bowl games going on. We got a lot of MAC teams in. We got a lot of Big Ten teams in. Obviously, we'll start with the big ones. Unfortunately, you know, your Sparties didn't pull it off last week. Thanks to a little bit of an acting job by their punter late in the game. I don't know if you guys watched.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah, it was Academy Award.
Yeah, little, but,
well,
you know,
I think you got to also say it. 2 minutes with that 5 yards to go, you don't punt.
Yep. Right.
Now you go for it.
So Michigan State ends up not being in a BCS Bowl game. They do take on the Georgia Bulldogs in the Outback Bowl January 2nd at 1 o'clock. And then thanks to Michigan State losing, my Michigan Wolverines get into the All-State Sugar Bowl January 3rd at 8:30 against Virginia Tech. I am really excited for that because, frankly, we haven't had this much good news in about 5 years.
It's due. The Wolverines are due. Yep. I'll tell you, they've still got the best record in college football.
That's right. That's absolutely the most wins in college football, so yep. I'm excited about that. Some MAC teams that are in. We got the New Mexico Bowl on the 17th. Temple's in that. They're playing Wyoming. The Ohio Bobcats, who fell short in the MAC championship game, they got invited to a new bowl, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, my favorite bowl name now. They're going to take on Utah State. That is also on December 17th. We got Western Michigan. They're going to Ford Field to play in the Little Caesars Bowl December 27th.
That's a good one.
Pizza.
And they're taking on a Big Ten team, the Purdue Boilermakers, who finished 6-6. So that's a winnable game for Western Michigan, absolutely.
Yep, the Broncos deserve it, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they travel well. Really do. Big fan following.
Yeah, there will be a pretty big crowd there because Kalamazoo and Detroit are pretty much not that far.
We've actually got a Bronco professor coming up here shortly. So we've got Professor Prince coming in here just in a few minutes.
Oh, there you go.
That'll be cool.
Another notable Big Ten team, Northwestern's playing in the Meineke Car Care Bowl on New Year's Eve against Texas A&M. Iowa is in the Insight Bowl December 30th against Oklahoma. And for all you Fighting Irish fans, they're taking on Florida State December 29th in the Champs Sports Bowl.
That's going to be a good game.
That'll be a good game. Illinois is taking on UCLA in the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl on New Year's Eve. And this is an intriguing one. Ohio State is taking on Florida in the Gator Bowl. Urban Meyer you know, the former coach at Florida. Don't know if he's going to be at the game or not. They already said Luke Fickell is going to be the head coach of that game. Just a pretty intriguing storyline. Two teams have had disappointing seasons. It's pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yep. I don't mind thinking about Ohio State getting thrown into a Gator Bowl for some reason. I don't know. That kind of makes me happy. Sorry if you're a Buckeye fan.
Yeah. Well, I got some family that are Buckeye fans, so I kind of appreciate that comment. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to be going to Topeka, Kansas, and talking to our friend Chris Marks from Ace of Hearts Barbecue. Chris is going to break down some cold weather smoking techniques for us on those Good One grills. And then we're going to talk to him. He's going to bring us some good ideas. Coming up in the second hour, we've got Wally Maurer from Domain Brewery. Bob's going to break down the prime rib for Christmas, his wife Maureen's recipe. I've had that. Fantastic. Our friends from K&M Dodge are going to be on with us, and one I'm really looking forward to, Major Steve Prince. He's assistant professor of military science, and Steve's got a great cause that we're helping with this holiday season. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.